Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeelanSelect.com for Friday, April the 26th. We take a look at the late pick four, and this is our final one of the spring meet. We'll go back into our format of doing them every Saturday. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keelan's Director of Wagering Development. Jim, we taped this the day before, so we should make note that there was a massive carryover. I put it into our Thursday podcast of $286,000. So if somehow it carries over again into Friday, it'll get to mega bucks. So we wish everybody good luck on trying to hit that thing.
Yeah, it 286 carryover, probably going to be 1.6, 1.7 million in the pool on Thursday. And if it carries over, it'd be well over $1 million. It would rival what we did last year. We had we had $800,000 carryover that wound up being 4.8. So compounding on the last day of the meet, it's a mandatory payout.
Oh, that's
so
right.
We would set all kinds of records if it were to carry over from Thursday. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Let's jump into this with our Friday podcast, and we'll start with the stakes race, that last one of the spring meet, the Grade 3 Bewitch, fillies and mares four and up on the turf at a mile and a half. And it's the second leg of that late pick four. And you're going to tell me how to beat Warlike Goddess, right?
Nope. Not going to do it. She's going for her fourth consecutive Bewitch. And it's, you look at it and you say, well, she hadn't run since November. Yep, that's true. Same thing happened in 22 and 23. So she's off, been some Breeders' Cup, and she comes back and wins this race. So I don't see any reason why. I'm just surprised we got eight horses to run against her running for second. I would be shocked if she doesn't win the race. She loves Keeneland. She's 3-for-4 at Keeneland. She's 7-for-10 at the distance, won over $2.5 million. The only one I can make a case for is Bergara for Grand Motion on the outside with Flavian Pratt. She has won grade threes before, has never even competed in a grade one. And so I just don't think that she's going to be able to pull this off. So Warlike Goddess for me, single in the pick four. Now you're going to tell me how you can beat her.
No, I can't. If you want to make the case, then I think you would build it on, each year a horse gets a little older, always a chance they could lose even a half step, especially coming off a layoff. That would be, your reason to try and do it. But I've got her singled in my pick fourth. And when we get to building tickets, I can't. It's her best distance. So yeah, it's a long run off a layoff. But as you said, she's done it before, and it's her best distance. So I think the horse I might take a shot with, and especially a heavy exacta underneath, would be Lovely Princess. She's 2-for-3 at Keeneland, been consistent. We interviewed Kenny McPeak for the Today at Keeneland show, and he said they believe a mile and a half is going to be her best distance, her game moving forward, and that's kind of where she's going to stay. And if this is a horse that, at this stage in her development, that she's kind of becoming one of those mile and a half specialists, then on a course she really likes, maybe she could get in there to boost the exacta a little bit more than it would be if Vergara ran second. Vergara would be the other one. Queen's Command was one I was going to suggest if you wanted to look for somebody underneath, but Brian Lynch told me that he was going to scratch her, so don't expect her to run in here. Let's go back to the start of the late pick four. The seventh is Maiden 3-year-olds going 6 furlongs. I took Alcove, the favorite, like that 59-2 work on April 13th for Brad Cox. You get Giroux, his go-to guy. You get Judmont Farms, and their horses have been running well, like the Godolphin horses. So I couldn't make much of a case against Alcove. But since I'm singling Warlike Goddess, I'm going to throw a couple other horses in the mix in case Alcove gets beat. World Records, a first-timer for Windstar, Rudolph Brisset, Pratt Riding, strong connections there. And then Stinger B showed big improvement in the first start for the Correas barn. So I'm going to add that one when we get to the pick four and have three shots at it. But I liked Alcove on top to start the pick four. How about you?
Yeah, I'm right with you there. world record is probably the better Brisset horse since Pratt took it. But Gaffleon's on the other Brisset, the Bexter, who worked really well on April 20th with 48 furlongs, fifth out of 127 that day. I use the ones you use, plus I'm going to use Bubbles Roaring. I don't like horses that finish second consistently, but this colt has raced five times and has never drawn inside the eight hole. And they've all been full field at Turfway and Churchill. So the last two times out, drew the 10 hole out of 11 and 10 out of 12, and then 9 out of 11 the third time back. So finally gets on the rail. So he's going to think he's going to run a shorter six furlongs than he's been running, hung outside. And he's run second the last three times, hung outside. Burned a lot of money last couple times at Turfway, but you know, I don't think the horse ought to be 12-1 against these horses. It has more experience than any other horses except Brody, and backed up 68 buyers at Turfway. I think Trouble's Roaring has a shot in here, just in case Alcove is not as good as advertised. So I'm going to throw him in there at a decent price. So we use four, we'll get the big four.
Let's go to race nine, third leg of the pick four, allowance optional claimer, fillies and mares four and up. They'll go the about 7 furlongs distance, the Beard course, which is a little over 7 furlongs. I thought this was wide open. Where did you land?
Yeah, the last two to me are wide open. I could not get a good feel on this one, and I don't think our morning line guy did either, because the favorite's 9-2, Royal Spa for Brisset and Flavian Pratt, and I just don't see that she's much better than the rest of them in here. So I went 6 deep in here. I'm using Royal Spa. I'm using Nom de Plume, or from Paulo Lobo, and Luan Machado. The horse comes out of a Turfway race where she won by 2.5 in an optional 40, moves up in class, but Machado is a really good rider, and it's this filly take to the dirt. She's got a shot at 12-1. Princess Adelaide on the inside for Phil D'Amato had an 89 buyer at Del Mar in August of 23, had one race in March of 24 in a stakes race at Turfway. It did not do that well, but second off a layoff, gets back to those 89, has a lot of speed, and she's on the inside with not a lot of other speed signed on in here. So Princess Adelaide has a shot to take them wire to wire. Happy Soul for Wesley Ward and Johnny Velasquez, coming out of the TCA last October and had some decent runs before that. Hasn't won in a while, but Happy Soul fits this class, I think. And then the two on the outside, Mucho Macho Girl for Dallas Stewart and Royal Take Charge for Al Stahl. Al Stahl in particular is decent off the layoff. This horse hasn't run since Saratoga, but had an 85 buyer there, ran a handicap back before that, and now is cutting back in distance to 7 furlongs. So even though she's been off for a while, she ought to be ready for the distance. And Mucho Macho Girl gets Rosario. And if she runs back to the fairgrounds races back in January, where she had back-to-back 86 buyers with two wins, I think she's got a big shot. I think it's absolutely wide open, and 6 deep may not get me through the third leg of the pick four, but that's where I'm stopping with those 6.
I took Mucho Macho Girl, the last one you mentioned, on top. I'm just going to throw out that last start, focus on the previous efforts, that the previous three that were really very good and would stack up really well here in this group. Royal Take Charge ran well here, cuts back in distance, the 12, the 5 Royal Spa, second to Alvastar on February 3rd. Unifying, I'm going to use on the ticket, the 8 horse in the money, 9 of 11. And then Happy Soul, just because it's Wesley Ward and a horse with good speed that's working well, so I don't want Wesley Ward to beat me in a race where I don't really have a strong opinion. So I'm going to use those 5, and certainly, if you have the budget, I would suggest going deeper on a multi-race ticket. 10th race, first level allowance to close out the meet at 1 3/16 on the turf for 3-year-olds and up. I went for a bit of a price here at 10-1, the 7, Michaelicious. I thought this horse, they tested him against some good ones out at Oaklawn Park, maybe to see if they had something they could get onto the Triple Crown trail. Didn't work out well, but the pedigree says that turf is where he needs to be, and so he gets a shot to do that here. It's Mike Maker. He won the last race on the turf on Wednesday, so maybe he can close out the meet with Michaelicious for Mike Maker. Catch a Wave, I'm going to use. Pratt is riding this one. He rides obviously very well in all categories, but I think especially good on the turf here. And this horse won first time out for Chad Brown, so I think that's certainly the one to beat. Chad's horses have been firing. Domingo, it's the Walsh Barn. They've been hot here in the last couple of weeks. The horse coming off a nice maiden win at Gulfstream. And then I'm going to throw in Bandwagon. I've kind of gotten off the D'Amato horses in the latter part of the meet because none of them seem to be running very well. But this horse has faced winners already. So take a look at Bandwagon. But this is a race where I don't really have a real strong opinion, so I'm going to take a price here in Michaelicious. How'd you see it?
We're going to have very similar tickets today because I use Michaelicious as well. I'm not sure that he's my top pick, but he's one of the top three. I used Domingo for Walsh. I used Catch a Wave for Chad Brown. And I used Bandwagon. So I used the four horses that you used, but I threw a couple more in there. Magic Heart for Machado comes off a Tampa race where they tried to get him back on turf where he had won two in a row, and just draw a line through that one because he's not a dirt horse, and the two Tampa turf races were very good. It's Machado, which is a move up from the jockeys down there. So I think Magic Heart's got a shot at 8-1. I'm going to throw in Team Captain for George Weaver. George is an outstanding turf trainer, and Johnny Velasquez takes this mount. And Johnny won on this horse at Gulfstream on the Tapeta back in March. So Johnny V knows the horse, 1-for-1 on the horse, and picked her back up here. You know, horse is the fifth one in his current form cycle, and he went from 65 to 72 last time out. So Team Captain's going to be on my ticket as well. So I'm going six deep in the last two races, hoping to catch a price and get out for the meet.
All right, what's your pick four ticket look like?
I spent $72 on our last pick four of the meet. I went 1-2-6-9 with six, singling the superstar Warlike Goddess and the Bewitch. And then six deep in the last two, 1-4-5-7-11-12 with 2-3-7-8-9-11.
I took the more budget approach at a $30 ticket, 2-6-9 with 6, with 5-7-8-11-12 with 2-3-7-8, 3 by 5, 3 by 1 by 5 by 4, $30 for my pick 4 ticket. All turf pick 3 on the Friday card starts in the fifth race. And Jim, let's give the folks one last daily double. We've been playing these daily doubles, picking our best one of the day to give out. And I'm going to go with a 4 by 2. So $5 doubles cost you $40. Go to the sixth race and take Mulliken, who I like on top, One Giant Leap, Chance, and Miracle Worker, the 1-2-4-8. In order, those are the four and the sixth, and then take them with Alcove and World Record, the two first time starters, 2 and 9 in the next race. So 1-2-4-8 with 2-9, $5 doubles, $40 starting in the sixth. How about you?
I'm going to go the seventh and eighth races, and I'm going to use three horses in the seventh. Say a $10 double with the 1 Trouble's Roaring at 12-1. World Record and Alco, two of the starters that you, two of the first time starters that you mentioned. Back to Warlike Goddess, the stick. And you might get a little bit of a price better than if you start a double with Warlike Goddess. So, especially if Trouble's Roaring can come through for me on the inside for Asmuskin. So, 1-2-9 with 6, 7th and 8th race.
Best of luck on Get Out Day, the final day of the spring meet. They'll start racing at Churchill on Saturday, and that'll be the focus of our late pick four analysis for the Saturday edition of the In the Money podcast from KeenelandSelect.com.